I watched a film. Right, see, to be honest, I don't have a fucking clue. No, I never have a fucking clue what I'm going to say, but I especially don't have a fucking clue what I'm going to... Let me pick it up. That was annoying me. There was a cable in the floor. Like, I never know what I'm going to fucking say. But see, the last two episodes of this that I've done, I feel as if they've been shite. I feel as if they've been fucking terrible. And I don't know. I don't know. I've got a few... I don't actually know why. I think it was because I haven't been eating, but I have ate today. I fucking made sure that I ate today. This is me doing my scientific experiments to try and find out what the fuck is going on, right? And then the second reason why I think they don't particularly went... Fuck, I can't even speak. The second reason why I think they didn't go particularly well is... because I've been filming everything with the GoPro, and then what I've been doing is I've been setting the GoPro up and I've been filming a wee clip of me doing this, and then I realised, why the fuck would I do that? Because I'm already fucking filming. Like, why would I do... Do you know what I mean? Like, I would just use the clip from this. Surely that would be a better way. Do you know what I mean? Rather than taking one for the fucking side, then people would know, oh, this is what it looks like. That's what the guy does. He goes on and he fucking rambles. So the last couple of episodes, I feel as if they've been... shite. And then I wouldn't say I've been worried. I haven't been up all night fucking worried about it. I mean, I've been concerned because it's fucking 99. Do you know what I mean? Like, episode 99, and then the next one's 100, and I'm like, what is this? Do you know what I mean? Like, what a fucking anti-climax. What a big fucking wet fart to do 99 of these fucking things, and then it gets to 100 and you're like, hey, we got fucking shit. It went right downhill after episode 100, by the way. Do you know what I mean? Like, so I don't really fucking know what's going on. I think it could be a number of things. The first thing is, I've already said the first thing and the second thing. What's the third thing? The third thing, I think, is because I've fucking stopped. Because I've fucking changed, man. I'm a different fucking person now. Like, I'm not the same person that I was before Christmas for a whole number of fucking reasons. First one, I haven't smoked. I haven't had any of the special herbs and spices. I've ate a fucking cup, not today, I ate a couple of edibles on Saturday night, and then I had a tea at fucking 9 o'clock at night, and I turned around to my good lady wife and I was like, why the fuck have you let me do this, man? I was up all night, never fucking slept. I was just lying in my bed fucking hearing music, like just hearing full fucking things and all that, just lying in the fucking dark. Like, so I think that's had a big impact on like what the way that my brain works. And then the other thing is because I haven't been eating the fucking... Listen, because I've said this last week, like, I haven't been eating the fucking... I have been eating carbs. I've been eating quite a lot of that fucking sourdough bread because I fucking like that. I want to make that. But you need to make, like, a jar of this, like, sourdough starter. I'm genuinely fucking considering putting out a cookbook, by the way. Like, there was a fucking thing... Listen, there was a thing I hit the other day. See, when I say... I didn't come up with the fucking recipes. I've been on TikTok and I've seen some shit and all that, man. I've been Googling stuff. Right, here's another fucking thing, right? Know how I used to work in the digital marketing game? I was in that game for fucking years. So, like, the number one search engine was Google. That's what it was. Everybody went to fucking Google. And now I think it's changed. I don't know, because I haven't Googled it to find out. But then if you Googled whether Google wasn't as big as what it used to be, Google's never going to tell you. Google's never going to go, yeah, you're right, we are. We're not as fucking good as we used to be. Ever since now, episode 99, it's went right down fucking hill for Google. Like, the fucking... What the fuck was I talking about? Like... TikTok, man. People search things in TikTok now, like how to do this, what do I do if this happens, see if my ass collapses, how do I sew it back together, like that sort of fucking thing, do you know what I mean? And I seen this recipe in TikTok, which, to be fair, there's a couple of things that I don't eat, right, and I haven't ate, and I love them so much, but my fucking good lady wife hates them, right, she fucking hates them. One of the things is mayonnaise. She fucking hates mayonnaise, and I love mayonnaise. I don't know if I've told you this before, but I'd brush my teeth with mayonnaise if it worked. If it fought fucking tooth decay, I'd have brushed my teeth with mayonnaise. But I used to love, like, garlic mayonnaise, mustard mayonnaise, all that shit. Fucking loved it. My good lady wife thinks it's fucking the devil's load. Like, do you know what I mean? Like, she thinks it's absolutely fucking disgusting, gives her the dry heave. So I stopped eating it. I stopped eating it because I didn't want my marriage to go down the toilet. That was probably the first reason. Holy fuck, listen to this, right? I get fucking recognised yesterday. Yesterday, I get recognised in B&M, right? I was in B&M. I was looking at... Listen, what a cunt. I was listening... I was looking at kettlebells like an absolute fucking goonbag, man. Like, do you know what I mean? Like, looking at weights, standing there going, just in case you were wondering, I've been lifting weights. Look, I can lift this one here. And I was talking to one of our younglings. I don't know what one it was, because I was thinking about myself. And I'm a selfish prick. I couldn't give a fuck about them. I was like, listen, your dad's buff. And I said something. And a guy walked by. Oh, fuck. I've just got... Listen, I painted my ceiling in here the other day, right? I don't know if you'll notice. I don't think you can see the ceiling in the camera. It actually looks okay, to be fair. There's a big bit there I'm going to need to sort out, right? There's a bit there that I'm going to need to get a Stanley blade and cut like a square out and then put in a new... There's been a leak in here at some point, right? Before I got it, there's been a leak in here at some point and it's all mouldy in the corner. Sorry, I've got something living inside my fucking eye socket. There's a big fucking mouldy bit in the corner, right? So I'm going to need to cut that out with a Stanley blade. Got this for TikTok too. Cut it out with a Stanley blade, get another bit of plasterboard, sit the bit of plasterboard on top of it, draw around it, right? Cut it again with the Stanley blade, snap it all, get it all fucking looking good, put it in there, Ames tape the motherfucker, put that in and then fucking... paint it all white, you wouldn't even fucking know. But the reason I'm telling you that is because when I was painting my fucking ceiling, I painted a guitar. Let me get it. I painted this guitar fucking ages ago, right? It's like a mad skeleton looking thing that's floating up into space with a balloon. See, when I was doing that Tragical Mystery Tour thing that I fucking just stopped doing. And there's a big bastard bit of white paint on the fucker. Because I didn't, obviously I never covered anything, I was just like, I'll just paint everything white, so everything looks like it's all got dandruff on it, like even my table's got like fucking dandruffy bits. I'm going to sell this table, I'm going to get rid of this table. What the fuck was I talking about? Let me take a drink of tea. I was in fucking B&M, right, I was standing in B&M and I said a thing to my youngling, and a guy stopped, and he went, are you that Tragic O'Hara guy? I was like, yeah, thinking, fuck. Fuck, was that your wall I was drawing on the other day? And it was like, oh, I watch your stuff and all that, it's really good and things and beat. Like, he was dead nice to me and stuff. I was like, oh, thank you very much, man. Do you know what I mean? Like, that's really, I really appreciate that. He goes, I wondered if you stayed near here because you were cycling to air. And I was like, yeah, I do stay near here. I just stay in B&Q. Like, and fucking, what did my good lady wife say? My good lady wife said, yeah, you'll know everything that goes on in the family because he just fucking... That's all he talks about. You'll know everything about our dirty laundry because of what he talks about. And I don't know why that came into my head when I was talking about the mayonnaise thing. It's fucking freezing in here, man. Like, it is absolutely freezing because it's fucking cold. But I've got that fucking... I can't see anything because of the fucking steam coming out my mouth again. Do you know what I mean? What was I actually fucking talking about? I was talking about mayonnaise. And what did I say? Oh, my cookbook, right? So, like, fucking... The egg, I couldn't eat egg mayonnaise because she would divorce me. It'd be finished, right? And there's a couple of things she's like, have you been, as soon as I walk in, she walked in. I tried to do it the other day when she wasn't there, right? Because I love fish. I'm fish daft. Like, I would eat fish all the fucking time if it wouldn't kill me. And I feel bad about the fact that, like I watched that Seaspiracy thing and I stopped eating prawn mayonnaise sandwiches. This is, if you're a new listener to this, you won't know what I'm talking about, but go back about 12 episodes, I was fucking doing my dinger about that. I'd be really go, I've got to need to wipe this. Holy fuck, man. Holy actual fuck, it's like, fuck it, I've not even got like a bit of toilet roll there and I've got a mallet. Fucking, how can you clean your camera lens with a mallet? What the fuck was I talking about, man? Fish. So I'm like, I love fish. Like, I'd eat fish all the time and all that. But good lady, my fucking hates it, some of it. One time I came in and it was like fucking... I'd like smoked kippers. And she was like, there's no, you're not fucking cooking them in here. You'll need to barbecue them out the back door when the sun comes out. So that's like free. They're frozen. They're fucking frozen waiting for the day that I can actually fucking barbecue them, man. I won't be able to eat them now. They'll be like, they will kill me. They would actually kill me. But I seen this thing on TikTok, right? And what it was it was tuna, right? It was a can of tuna. You get a can of tuna, you fucking drain it, obviously. Drain the fucking thing. Don't get the sunflower oil one. Don't get the sunflower oil one. I used to eat the sunflower oil one, but just get the fucking normal briny one, whatever that is, right? Drain all the fucking water out it. Put it in a bowl, crack an egg in it, right? And then get fucking some cheese, grate some cheese, or grated cheese, up to you, mate. And put it in, mix that fucker up, mix it up till it's all mixed in that, right? Get a frying pan, put a bit of butter in it, right? Fucking don't, I don't cook with anything else now apart from butter. Butter, that's like fucking, that's the pure Scottish thing. Like, we don't, that's what happens. Scottish people just seem to forget that there's like letters in the middle of words, and it's like butter. No, I mean, there's like one tea, it needs to, it's butter. Get some butter and put it in a frying pan and it will fucking melt because that's what butter does, right? And then take like a bit of your tuna fucking mad egg cheesy thing, fuck that in that pan, squash it all fucking down, right? And then like cook it, I don't know, like a minute and a half, 2 minutes aside maybe, flip it over, do the exact same fucking thing. Honestly, fuck, see if you like tuna cheese melts, man. See if that's what you're into. Holy fuck. And there's no fucking bread in it, you don't fall asleep. Do you know what I mean? Like, you don't fucking fall asleep 10 minutes later because you're fucking full of the old carbs and that. But, what the fuck was I talking about? Was I actually talking about something else to do with cooking? Why the fuck was it the guy's B&M? What was I talking about? I watched a fucking film, then I went in a tired of the abuse. One of the things that I noticed straight about the fact that I got this floor in is it's changed the sound in here. I don't know if you've noticed it. I don't know if your feng shui is as fucked up as mine. I don't know if like the very small changes to what's going on in your life have a major fucking impact to the way that everything else kind of works. The fucking, because I put a floor in here now, it's dead echoey. It's dead echoey. Can you hear it? There's an echo in here. So I need to fucking put some soft furnishings in or something to make the, to get the sound back the way I want. Maybe I need to put something on the ceiling. I'm going to, listen, I've also, I don't know if I said this last week, know how I drew a window? On that, I'll take a photo and I'll put it on Instagram. As soon as I come off this, as soon as this finishes, I'll fucking take a photo and I'll put it on Instagram. I drew a window up there with spray paint because I thought that's where I want my window. Because what I've been doing is I've been trying to visualise, when I've been sitting here, I've been thinking about looking out my window and what I'll see, and it'll be a big empty field. That's what I'm going to see, is a big empty field, right? And then what I'll do is, because when I move this, that's when I can start building the fucking walrus, the actual farm, the thing I've been fucking trying to do for the last 4.5 years. Is that how long it is? Fucking hell, what day is it? Jesus Christ, what actual fucking day? What, not the number? Is it the 26th? Holy fuck, hold on. Right, I'm really sorry. I'm going to need to just go get my phone out. Fucking hell. What fucking day is it? The 27th. The 27th. 2 days? Holy fuck. Right, so in 2 days' time. What day is that? It's Monday today. Wednesday. On Wednesday, that's me being a professional walrus chaser for 4 years. 4 years since I wrote my job description. Since I... Have I actually told you the full... I won't bother my ass. I won't... What I'll do... Right, so I need to promote this. I am doing this fucking book launchy thing, this guide thing at Blitzkrieg in Glasgow on the 20th of February. Panda's going to be asking me questions. If you want to know the exact fucking story, the whole fucking reason why this walrus chaser thing happened, what actually happened inside my head to make this thing happen, come to this and ask the question, ho, prick, what the fuck happened to make you decide to become a professional walrus chaser? So the reason I'm telling you is because I was going to put a window in there, but I'm not now. I'll tell you why. There's a window there. Look at this. There's a window right there. And see that big metal door? That big metal door opens. Right? So I can just put a pair, I think I said this, you could put a pair of curtains up there, don't need a window. So I'm going to bring my job description down. The thing that I wrote in the big 4 foot by 4 foot square bit of plywood and fucking stick that on the wall. Stick that there where the window should be. I was going to put it in the ceiling, but you would never see it. Do you know what I mean? Like, I'd never come in and just fucking lie back and look at my ceiling. Like, I would need it in front of me. So that's what I was going to do. I was going to put it up there. And then, there still actually is quite a lot of things to do. What was I talking about? I'm trying to figure out what the fuck is going on. Because I'm different. I've totally, honestly, fuck, I'm not joking when I say it. I totally feel fucking different. Like, I don't feel the same as I used to. And it's a whole combination of things. The giving up the special herbs and spices, still eating it. Giving up the smoking of the fucking special herbs and spices. Gave up the, obviously I gave up the sugar and the caffeine and all that fucking shit. Still working it, fucking still doing the, in B&M talk about kettlebells, buff as fuck like that. I'm still doing that and I haven't been eating the carbs and it's totally like fucking made a difference. Like it's changed me. Like it's made me change into a different person that I'm not particularly 100% comfortable with yet. Do you know what I mean? Like there's still a bit where I'm like, is this fucking, do you know, it's like a new pair of shoes. Do you know what I mean? Like, I know how to walk, right? But they just feel a bit weird. It just feels like it needs broken in. Do you know what I mean? Like, it's like that. I need a bit of time to sit. And this happened with the coffee thing, because I did think, like, when I gave up the coffee, I'm not going to be good at this. I'm going to be fucking shite at this. So I've been living in my head again. That's what the problem is. I've been living inside my head, thinking about this too. Oh, fuck, I've just bought this bottle and I've just broke it. I'm going to need to put it fucking down. Do you know what I mean? Let me take a drink of tea. Like, it's fucking... I watched a film. Holy fuck. I've watched a couple of films this weekend. The first film that I watched... This isn't the film that I'm going to actually talk to you about. I'm going to talk to you about another film, right? For no other reason than while I was watching it, after I watched it, I went for a shower and I was thinking, you should just talk about that. You used to just talk about anything. Like, you didn't used to just go on and talk about your fucking how great you are and all that fucking putting flooring in and all that sort of shit. You used to talk about fucking random shit. You should talk about the film you watched. I watched The Matrix. That's not the film I'm going to talk to you about. I watched The Matrix. I've never watched The Matrix before. Never fucking seen it. And I remember saying to my good lady wife, I was like, I've never watched The Matrix. And she's like, you've never watched The Matrix? I was like, I've never watched The Matrix. And she's like, you should watch it. So we watched it, right? Well, it was all right. It wasn't the fucking... It's like some people that act like it changed your life and all that. That didn't change... I don't think that's a film that would have changed my life. Fight Club's the fucking thing. Fight Club was the thing. I remember watching Fight Club and going like, I'm not the same person anymore. That's like giving up carbs. It's a new pair of shoes. I totally fucking feel like a different person. I get my hair cut because of Fight Club. I've told you that. And then I think the first time I watched Fight Club, I started doing weights again because I was like, I want to look like Brad Pitt. I think every guy looks at that film and wants to look like Brad Pitt. But the bit you need to remember is like, I'm not Brad Pitt. Like even a fucking little bit. I'm not even a little bit of Brad Pitt. He's a specimen, man. Do you know what I mean? He could turn me. Like he's a fucking good looking cat. And he smokes a pile of fucking weed, which I don't do. I don't do that anymore. I'm sully my mouth with that fucking shite. But like, he does smoke a pile of weed, which I think is why his marriage ended. Apparently, right, there's a couple of stories about Brad Pitt I've got in my head that could be complete and utter bullshit, right? But the first one is, I'm sure when he was getting asked by Quentin Tarantino to do Inglourious Basterds, he went out to see him, and he lives in a vineyard, right? Brad Pitt, he lived in a vineyard with Angelina Jolie when he was married to her, and he goes, I fucking know hundreds about this guy. Hundreds about this fucking guy. I don't know why. I just fucking do. And apparently him and Tarantino just sat up all night smoking fucking bongs and drinking red wine, and that's what they done. And then by the end of it, they were like, well, are you going to do it? He's like, yeah, I'll fucking do it, right? But the other story I heard about, in which I thought, what a fucking legend, man. What an absolute fucking legend this guy is. Know how that Harvey Weinstein cunt, know how that guy, the fucking mad bastard fucking movie producer guy that was basically going, oh, listen, it's a shame that you want to be in my film, but you're going to need to wrap your fucking mouth around this if you want to. That prick, that fucking ugly looking bastard, couldn't have fucking, that's the only way you would have got a fucking, any sort of fucking female interest if you look like that, if you actually look like the fucking rear end of a fucking pug. Do you know what I mean? Like, you would look, when you're looking at the arse of a pug and going, it's fucking better looking than his face. Do you know what I mean? I seen one of those the other day, those pug dogs. I feel terrible for those wee fucking things because they can't breathe a fuck. Do you know what I mean? Like, they can't breathe worth a fuck because they've been bred so much that their faces have been squashed. You know what I mean? Because we think it looks good and they just go about the place like... Like, fucking, what'd you call him? For Skeletor? For not Skeletor, is it Beastman? Is that what you call him? Like, that's what a fucking pug breathed like. Anyway, when Gwyneth Paltrow and Brad Pitt were together, holy fuck, man, I don't even know why I know this shit, but Brad Pitt and Gwyneth Paltrow were together, apparently, could be pish, might be making it up. I don't think Gwyneth told me this when we were cutting about with each other, do you know what I mean? But she said on an interview, maybe, that she'd fucking... that when she was going out with Brad Pitt, she went for a film and it was that fucking Harvey Weinstein cunt, and he'd said, oh, listen, well, it's a shit, I would love to put you in this film, but, I would do it, but there's a fucking thing you're going to need to do for me first. And she said, fuck you, you ugly pug-faced bastard, and walked out and told Brad Pitt, and apparently Brad Pitt went up and fucking melted the guy. Apparently Brad Pitt walked up to Harvey Weinstein at like a fucking awards show and fucking melted him and went like, you do that to her again, I'll fucking kill you, you ugly bastard. Apparently that's what he done. But that was in the days before fucking Twitter. Do you know what I mean? Which leads me on to the next thing that you're about to get it. You're getting both fucking barrels from me today. I watched a film, right? I watched that Elvis film. Not that fucking film about Elvis Presley. I've been putting it off for ages, right? Because if I'm honest, if I'm completely honest, I'm not the biggest... I was, like, not that I was. It's not like I woke up one day and went, fuck Elvis. But, like, Honest, I'm not the biggest Elvis fan in the world, right? I'm not. There's so many other people that I like better than Elvis. But we were sitting there. I was out my nut, full of fucking edibles, watching it. I can't believe how much, like, so like when I'm taking these fucking 100 milligram edibles now, like, they're not killing me. I thought I'd be fucking forgetting how to breathe, entering manual breathing mode, but it never. It hasn't been happening to me. And I'm like, but I haven't been. Why is my tolerance so fucking... Because I haven't been rinsing the way I have, but I've still got like a hefty amount of tolerance. And I'm like, why the fuck is that? Like, do you know what I mean? Anyway, we put that Elvis film on and I was watching that right now. I don't want to tell you too much about it because if you haven't seen it, you should go watch it. It's fucking good. It's on Netflix, right? I was more interested in the Colonel Tom Parker bit. And the first thing was, because I'm sure I listened to a fucking Joe Rogan podcast. I'm sure I did. And they were talking about Elvis. And they were talking about how Colonel Tom Parker, I already knew that he basically butt-fucked Elvis. Like, he just made it, he basically enslaved Elvis and just fucking ran him to the ground and just made fucking money off him because he loved Hoers and Pudder, basically. Like, that, do you know what I mean? He was just gambling all the time. Like, that's what he was fucking into. But there was some shit that I kind of knew, like he was Austrian, and he had, like, up until he was Colonel Tom Parker, like, he didn't have, like, a fucking birth certificate or a passport and all that sort of shit, which was the days you could do that. He was born in 1909, maybe. Maybe he was born in 1909. I think I googled that. That might be the number. Fuck it. But see, in 1909, it would have been dead easy to fucking disappear. Do you know what I mean? Like, because you just got a fucking boat. You just got a boat turned up somewhere and goes, hi, my name's David. And they'd be like, oh, it's nice to meet you, David. That would have been it. Do you know what I mean? Like, you wouldn't have had any sort of presence. You wouldn't have had fucking, like, a national insurance number. Like, all that sort of shit. Like, do you know what I mean? Like, there'd be no way to tie you to a thing. So it'd be dead fucking easy to disappear and just go be a fucking... Do you know what I mean? Like, because there was loads of shit like that. Apparently Jack the Ripper done that. Apparently Jack the Ripper, after he'd done all those gruesome murders and all that down in London, right, in 1888, maybe. I think it's 1888 because that. And the only reason I know that is because that's the year that fucking Celtic started, was 1888. Do you know what I mean? And, like, I can't fucking... I'm an ex-Catholic, do you know what I mean? Like, that's the first thing they do to you if you become a Catholic. When you're a Catholic, is go, there's these things that you're going to do. The first thing is you need to fucking follow these 10 rules and you're going to need to support Celtic. Like, that's it. Like, that's kind of, that's you. If you do them, you're in the fucking club. So that's the only reason that I know the 1888 thing is because it was the same, I'm sure it was the same fucking year. Celtic started, Jack the Ripper started killing loads of folk. But apparently, some of the murders were then... Very similar murders were continued in North America, like really far North America, because they think he just got a fucking boat and he just went, right, I'm away now. It's getting too close, and went away and started murdering people in America. So that's one of the suspects that they think was Jack the Ripper. So it could have been Colonel Tom Parker. Could have been fucking him, man. It was only 1909, so it's that. That's like fucking 11 years. Do you know what I mean? Like, that could have fucking, well, wouldn't have been, because he'd have been 11. He was born in 1909, so he couldn't have been. What the fuck am I talking about? Holy fuck! I was so excited about doing the maths that I didn't think of the logistical, practical elements that it would need to be. He would need a time machine. That's the first thing he would need. He would need a fucking time machine, right? He would need a motive for the second thing. Anyway, let me take a drink of tea. Holy fuck! Maybe I've still got it, man. Maybe it's still there. I think it's the food. I think it was the food, man. I think it was a combination of the food and the GoPro and living inside my own head. Now the GoPro's not there and I've had a bit of eating the day. I'm fucking feeling a lot better about the way that this is, the way this is happening. Anyway, that cunt, that fucking, like, I've said cunt quite a lot in this one. Maybe that's another thing. Maybe I need to give up the words. Maybe give up certain words and stuff like that. The fucking, that Colonel Tom Parker, right? Now, from what I know, the film could be shite, right? It could be, but it might be historically totally fucking inaccurate, right? But I know a lot about blues. Like, I know a lot about blues music because I fucking love it, right? I love Mississippi John Hart, Skip James, fucking Son House, Sister Rosetta Tharpe, Robert Johnson. Like, I love them fucking... I love all that shit, all that Delta Southern blues stuff, right? Now, that's when they started... recording music, right, when they actually started, and there was two guys called the Lomax Brothers who basically followed about people like Leadbelly. There's a song that Leadbelly does called Jim Crow Blues, right? Now, I don't know all the ins and outs, a horrible bastard racism, right, but Jim Crow was one of the guys in the KKK, I think that's what he was, right, and the Jim Crow Blues was a song that Leadbelly wrote, And it was about one of the times he went into a bar with the Lomax brothers, who I think were two Jewish guys who basically just loved the blues and recorded all the music, like just went about recording, trying to capture as much of that stuff as they could, because there wasn't a market for it. Do you know what I mean? Because of racism. That's it. Essentially, that's what it was. There wasn't a market for blues music because the majority of the people that lived in America at the time were white, and the majority of the people that were there were fucking racist. So they didn't want to listen to the black music. They didn't want to listen to that. They wanted to listen to all that fucking horrible music that existed before Elvis. Listen. Lemmy said it. And if Lemmy said it, it's the God's honest gospel fucking truth, by the way. Lemmy said that he remembered when there was no rock and roll. He remembered when there was none of that stuff, and it was all that good night, sweetheart, all that shite, all that fucking, do you know what I mean, run-of-the-mill pish that was sang. And then Elvis came out, and then rock and roll started, but he never started it, man. It was fucking Little Richard. Do you know what I mean? It was Little Richard that started the rock. He was the person, I think he was one of the main people at the start that started doing fucking rock and roll the way that rock and roll became what it became, right? But what happened was Colonel Tom Parker basically never figured out. He knew that he couldn't sell Little Richard. He couldn't sell Little Richard to the same audience that he could sell Elvis Presley to. That's it. At the end of the fucking day, that's what happened, right? And then he basically fucking like took over his entire life and ran him into the fucking ground. Do you know what I mean? And just made all this fucking money off the back of him. The whole time I was watching that film, I was like, Colonel Tom Parker is like Harold Eggman, but Harold Eggman, the Eggman, isn't a prick. He has my best interests at heart. Harold cares about me, whereas Colonel Tom Parker cared about the paycheck. Do you know what I mean? And then when we were talking about it after it, me and my good lady wife, because that's what we do, we watch a film and then we totally fucking dissect it, totally take it to bits and all that, right? And we were talking about it and I was like, I think that is... What happened with Elvis, right? Where he was totally fucking like... Because that's why I think music's as fucking horrible as it is. Do you know what I mean? Because you couldn't record albums back in the day if you didn't have the money to record albums. You didn't have that. There was no opportunities for anyone who didn't have the money. That was it. But the people that could record the albums couldn't write the fucking songs. Do you know what I mean? They couldn't pen the fucking songs, which is what I think happened with the difference between Elvis and the Beatles, because Elvis didn't write the tunes, whereas the Beatles wrote the tunes. And for you to get rid, you were at their beck and call because they were the producers of the things that were selling. Do you know what I mean? Whereas Elvis had another layer of control added to him because of the songs. Do you know what I mean? I think, right? But when I was watching it, it kind of... Because... And I don't even know why I'm fucking talking about this, right? But because, like, music's so fucking horrible, right? And it's been a money-grabbing fucking industry for ages, where they've basically just took artists and filled them full of all the drugs that they want so that they continue to do the thing that they want to do. Here's a fucking thing, right? Fucking Jimi Hendrix, man. Like, Jimi fucking Hendrix. There was always a rumour going about that Jimi Hendrix's management killed him because he was worth more dead than alive. Do you know what I mean? And then one of the fucked up things about it is, so when Jimi Hendrix died, it was a combination on the autopsy report. It's a combination of red wine, right, and sleeping pills that killed Jimi Hendrix. Because his actual biological brother, lived in a fucking hut in Seattle. That's where, do you know what I mean? I think the hut's still there. They didn't have any fucking money. Is that, that could be making this up, man. This could be fucking, you need to phone Gwyneth Paltrow and ask her if it's true. I'm sure that his dad, Jimi Hendrix's dad, remarried and he had a stepsister who had money. So when Jimi Hendrix died, she had the money to go down the court route and take on a lot, basically his estate, right? And one of the things that she brought out was fucking Jimi Hendrix red wine. Do you know what I mean? Like Jimi Hendrix red wine, but half of the thing that fucking killed him. Do you know what I mean? And then you've got like Jim Morrison dead in a fucking bathtub at the age of 27. Janis fucking Joplin, like all these fucking folk that like they just kept filling them full of fucking pills. They just kept giving them access to the thing that was slowly fucking killing them because it kept them under control. Do you know what I mean? And I'm like, this is fucked. Why would you want to be a part of this? Like, why would you ever want to be like, oh, I really want to be a rock star? It totally made me think about how fucking lucky I am that it never fucking happened. Do you know what I mean? Because I was an impressionable youth. It wouldn't have took, all it would have took is an older man to come along and go, well done, pal. And I'd have been like, I'll fucking do anything. Pat me in the back again. Do you know what I mean? That's what would have fucking happened. Let me take a drink of tea. But it got me thinking about something else, right? It got me thinking about the Beastie Boys because, I could absolutely fucking murder this, right? I don't remember the name of the guy that owned Def Jam, right? I don't remember the name of the guy that owned Def Jam. Russell Simmons? Maybe Russell Simmons. I think it is Russell Simmons because Ron Simmons was a wrestler, right? So there's Ron Simmons and Russell Simmons. I think it was Russell Simmons. I could be talking shite, right? Whoever owned Def Jam at the time heard the Beastie Boys. And when he found out there were fucking three white guys, he thought, I'll make a fucking fortune. I can make a fucking fortune selling these white guys to the fucking masses. And that's what he done. He made a lot of fucking money off the back of the Beastie Boys. And I think that when it got to the point where the whole Beastie Boys thing after License to Ill imploded, right? Because they were all just a bunch of youngsters that were fucking, they became the characters. They became the characters they were supposed to play. They were supposed to play these fucking mad frat guys, kind of, do you know what I mean? Like lads, essentially. And they weren't that at all. But then they became that because that's what, you know what I mean? You live the character so long that you end up fucking becoming it. The same thing happened with Tom Waits. Tom Waits ended up like a full-blown alcoholic, taking loads of pills and stuff like that because it was part of the character that he was playing. And then eventually he sobered up and he stopped all that. And I think that's actually when he made his best music, if I'm completely honest with you. Everything, it's all great, but like the Swordfish Trombones era, like that was the bit where I think Tom Waits became Tom Waits. Anyway, we're talking about the fucking Beastie Boys. Why the fuck are you talking about Tom Waits, man? Get a grip of yourself. That cable's, hold on, that's going to fuck me up. Right, that cable's sorted. He made a lot of money off the Beastie Boys, and I think when the Beastie Boys then later on looked back at their contracts and stuff like that, they didn't get the fair amount. Basically, what had happened was the same thing that happened all the way through the industry as the artist got totally fucking taken advantage of. Like that's what happened. But there was nothing, I don't think there's another case when you look at fucking what that guy done to Elvis. Like, it's like fucking mental. It's absolutely wild what he managed to convince Elvis to do in the way that he fucking, he sent him to the fucking army. Do you know what I mean? He fucking packed him up and sent him to the army. This isn't this is in the film, but this bit isn't in the film. But what he done is he recorded hundreds of fucking music before Elvis went. See, for a guy that doesn't like Elvis, I fucking seem to know a lot about the prick. Colonel Tom Parker got him to record loads of fucking music before he went into the army. And then what he done is he just drip fed it out for 3 years, so that when Elvis came back, he was still as big as what he was. But I think there was a bit in Elvis's head when he came back, he thought, fuck, because the Beatles happened. And there's the other thing, right? Because when Elvis was doing when he was doing the comeback stuff and all that sort of stuff, it would have been 1968. I Am the Walrus and Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band was out in 67. Do you know what I mean? What was his first fucking single? That's All Right Mama. That's All Right No Mama. That song, right? That would have been 1965, 1964. I mean, you're talking fucking 3 or 4 years and you go from That's All Right Mama to fucking I Am the Walrus, Cuckoo Ka-Tube. Do you know what I mean? Like, it's fucking madness when you think about how fast that whole thing progressed. That's fucking 4 years. It went from that kind of, it's almost, it's gospel music. Do you know what I mean? It went from that to fucking Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band. It's fucking crazy when you think about it, man. But that's what we watched. I don't even know why I'm talking about it, to be fair, but that's what we watched, and it got me really fucking thinking about loads of shit, man. Like, as it usually fucking does, man. And when I get into, when something, especially films, man, see, when I get sparked by a film, it's like, holy fuck, there's all these fucking things you can be doing. But it totally got me thinking about Eggman and how he's the polar opposite. He's the complete fucking opposite from Colonel Tom Parker, but he's just as fucking clever. Because he was a clever guy. The problem is when people use their genius for evil. I honestly think you don't know how lucky you are that I use my genius for doing shit like this. Do you know what I mean? Like, my fucking pure clued up, smart as fuck thing that I've got going. Do you know what I mean? Fucking Rain Man thing happening. I don't use it for evil. Do you know what I mean? I don't use it to rob your fucking house when you're sleeping. Do you know what I mean? I use it to make fucking funny videos and draw stupid pictures. It's, you're lucky as fuck. If anything, see if in my fucking backstory, if I had like a fucking Lex Luthor moment or someone fucking orphaned me and killed my mum and dad like fucking Batman, yous would all be fucked. Do you know what I mean? Yous would all be fucked. Scotland would just be like, anything fucking north of the border would just be like Comanche country. I would just fucking own it. It'd just be a barren wasteland with posters of me up going like that, fucking Hail Tragic. Do you know what I mean? Fuck me. What the fuck was I talking about? Let me take a fucking... Maybe that's me a racist now. Maybe that's because I said Hail Tragic, that's it. Do you know what I mean? Like, there's a lot of fucking shit going about of people that point in the wrong direction. It's a Nazi salute. Do you know what I mean? And I'll fucking... That guy talked about pugs. That guy fucking showed his dog how to do a pug Nazi salute. I'm fucked. I've totally fucked this for a second. He never got to episode 100 because he turned out to be a horrible fucking racist Nazi bastard. Holy fuck, this will never get put on YouTube. There's no way. They'll clock all those words. I don't think YouTube cares about those words, to be fair. The words they don't like are UFO. They don't like you when you're talking about aliens. When you talk about aliens, they'll ban all your fucking videos. Or if you talk about ivermectin, which is what they thought you could cure COVID with. That's it. This episode's getting totally fucking pulled. There's no way. There's no way the fucking YouTube police are going to let this happen. It was windy. That's what happened as well. I haven't even fucking mentioned that. We survived it. We got away very fucking lightly with the windy stuff. Now, all time that was happened, I thought this will be total fucking bollocks, man. This will be totally fucking blown out of proportion. This will just be total fucking nonsense. And then 10 minutes into it, I was like, fucking hell. Jesus Christ, look at it out there. I was just looking out my bedroom window, looking at people's fences, going, that one's away. That's not fucking making it. Do you know what I mean? And then when we went out the next day just to have a look, the amount of fucking trees that had fell down, man. There was a tree that had fell down at one of the corners where I stay and totally fucking smashed a road sign. Like, totally fucking bent it in half. Now, fucking hell, I'm glad we stayed in. I had a really good day on the windy day, apart from the fact that I was looking out worried about whether I was fucking... back garden was going to disappear, do you know what I mean? But like, it was like, I hope that nothing of yours get trashed, but it was just a couple of fences round our way, but it was a damn sight. But I think I think it was worse than Hurricane Bobag. Remember that thing? I think it was worse than that. The name wasn't as good though. I don't even know what it was called. Is it Owen? I don't know how they fucking pronounce that thing, do you know what I mean? Like, as soon as I seen two vowels together, I was like, ah, fuck that, I'll never be able to pronounce that. Is there two vowels? It was EW? Fuck knows, man. I was like, fuck that shit. Hurricane Bob, I guess a much better fucking name. We never got that this time, though. Like, nobody turned around and gave it a funny name. Like, fucking... I couldn't think. I went Dangleberry. Do you know what I mean? Like, Hurricane Dangleberry. Like, it never... That would have been much fucking better. Like, it, but they've totally fucked it. I was telling my... I was talking to my eldest the other day. He was talking about somebody... This is when I was full of the fucking edibles, man. This makes me sound like the worst fucking parent ever, right? But I'm not. I think I'm okay. I don't know. We'll find out, man. We'll find out when the documentary comes out and it's my two younglings going like, he was always a prick. Oh, he was a fucking asshole all the time. But fucking, he used to just ignore us and talk to random strangers in B&M. He was talking to me about something that someone had said that annoyed him, right? And I came out the shower at the time and I'd overheard him. I was like, see if he says that again, just call my fucking fanny waffle. Just be like, shut up, you fanny waffle. Do you know what I mean? Just something ridiculous. Like, just pick the most ridiculous thing you can say and just fucking say it. Just say it to them and it'll be fine. I wouldn't fucking worry about it. You just need to make the whole thing look preposterous. That's it. If you can find the way to make the whole thing look preposterous, then they'll stop saying it to you. Just turn around and go, fuck up, fanny waffle. Like, that's you. Do you know what I mean? I didn't tell them to say fuck up, and maybe I did, and I'm just lying to you. Maybe I'm just fucking lying to you. And really, I'm like, that fucking best thing to do is see when they sit down in their chair, you want to take your fucking shoelaces out, wrap it around your fucking arms. And do you know what I mean? Like, maybe I'm saying stuff like that to him, but I wouldn't say that. I wouldn't encourage my younglings to be violent. The only time I've ever said that is, like, see if someone says something to you, by all means, fucking say something back, right? But the only time you ever raise your hand to someone is if they fucking hit you first. That's it. You don't go up and start just pasting people for nothing. Like, if they come to you, fucking, by all means, start swinging. Like, that's the only thing. And to be fair, I think that's probably it's a good bit of advice, I think, to be fair. Like, I don't think, you shouldn't, like, if someone says something to you, you should never make it about violence. Do you know what I mean? If it's just words, it should continue to be words. And then the thing about words is, if someone says it to you, you totally get to decide whether or not you fucking believe it. Do you know what I mean? Like, whether you believe what they've said, you get to decide. You don't, you know what I mean? Just because someone says it doesn't mean that you then go, oh, well, I cool. But look at flat earth, know what I mean? Like, I don't know how many fucking experiments those people need to do to prove themselves wrong before they go, listen, I think we're talking shite. One of the things I watched, I thought this was brilliant, right? It was a fucking, this is the last thing. I'm going to tell you this last thing and then that's me. I'm fucking done. There was a lake. What they done to decide to do a bit of an experiment, because we're all scientists at the end of the day. We're all fucking scientists, every single fucking one of us, whether we like to be it or not. They put three posts into this lake, right? Big, tall fucking posts. And they sat it, they done it over so far that you would start to see a curvature in the earth because of the distance. And they took a laser and they fired the laser to the other post, right? Which then touched the post that was in the middle. And their thinking was, if the laser is higher, if the distance between the ground and the laser is higher in the middle post, then you've proved the curvature of the earth. If it's the same level all the way, then the earth's flat. And they done the experiment and the fucking post in the middle was millimetres higher. It was higher than the other two. And they went, ah, we've done it wrong. Do you know what I mean? They went, ah, we've done it wrong. See if they get to do that. See if an actual fucking organisation that meets up and is fucking people spending money to go and meet all these fucking head cases and all that sort of shit. See if an actual organisation just gets to choose what they believe or not. Then that should be the exact same if someone turns around and goes, you're ugly, I get to decide whether I'm ugly or not. Man, I don't fucking think so. I think I'm fucking beautiful. Do you know what I mean? Like, you should be able to do that. That's how it fucking works. And that's what I tell my younglings. That's what I say to them. See the words. Fucking words back, man. It should never go to violence. I mean, it's just words. But see if it's fucking people are hitting you. Fucking hit them back. Like, that's the only time. Do you know what I mean? Like, it's not that's it. The fucking word thing. But I think it takes a long time. I fucking know adults that can't do that. I know people my age. I know people older than me that hear a fucking thing and just take it as, okay, gospel truth. Do you know what I mean? And they never question it. They never turn around and go, fuck you, man. What the fuck are you? Like, they never have that. And that's a thing that I've got it now. I didn't have it when I was younger. People would say stuff to me and I'd be like, yeah, you're fucking right. I'm terrible. What an asshole I am. Do you know what I mean? Whereas when as I got older, I was like, fuck you. It was actually Dimebag Darrell from Pantera. I remember hearing the thing that he said where he was like, if anybody tells you to do anything, go, fuck you. Why? Like, that's the first thing you should be saying. Anybody ever tells you to do a thing, the first thing you should say is, fuck you. Why? It's not right, cool. I'm going to do that. That sounds like good advice. Do you know what I mean? Fuck it. Right, I'm just leaving it here. I hope that was better. See if it was better. See if this was a better episode. See if you feel the same way I felt, where it was like the last two weren't as good. Do you know what I mean? Then in the comments, fucking let me know. Tell me, man. Give me fucking... I'm only doing this for feedback. I'm only doing this to make myself feel better about my fucking shite existence. And if you tell me that I'm good at this, then I might not go down the evil genius route and fucking take over the planet. So, thank you very much for your time, because it's the most important thing you get. Is that how I say that? That's not how I say that. I've totally fucked this up. Thank you very much for your time, because it's the most important thing you've got. It is the most important thing you get as well, but it is the most important thing you've got, and I will catch you next time on Confessions of a Walrus Chaser.